we're in Simen Tov Mem Zayin and Hilchas Pesach, we're up to Siv Dalid. So far we had learned the halacha that on Pesach itself there is no Torah's bitul to chametz. If the smallest amount of chametz gets mixed with a large amount of non-chametz, the halacha is that it is not bitul and the entire thing cannot be eaten. On Erev Pesach, even though chametz in the afternoon is asur mida oraisa, since there is no koris, Chazal did not make that halacha, and the halacha is that it is bottle. Now, the pashup shot there is that it was bottle on Erev Pesach, so say you have chametz that falls into food in a way that it is bottle b'shishim, like in Kol HaTorah Kula, there's 60 times its amount. If the chametz is not discernible, you can eat the entire mixture. If the chametz is discernible and you're able to remove it, then you can still eat the entire mixture. And we say that whatever flavor came out of the chametz, because there's 60 times as much out of non-chametz, the halach is that that is bottle, it's negligible. Now, that's if you want to eat it on Erev Pesach. What happens if it happened before Pesach, and now you'd like to eat it on Pesach? Does the bittul that takes effect before Pesach work for Pesach itself? In Nisarav HaChametz Kodem Pesach, the Mechaber says, V'nizbatel b'shishim, ein achozer v'ner b'pesach leser b'mashu. The first shita holds that if it was bottle before Pesach, you can eat it on Pesach. V'yesh cholkim, and there are those who are cholik. Hagav v'nogin kisvar harishona b'chol tarovish hulach b'lach. When you're dealing with a mixture, literally, when you're dealing with a wet mixture, what it means when you're dealing with a mixture, one substance, there we are makel. Miyu bedover yovesh nesarav oshiyesh lochush letaroves. Whereas if you're talking about solids that got mixed up, or that we have to be afraid that there's some solid in the mixture, kagon pasha nofal yayin, such as bread that fell into wine, afal pisha notlo misham osur bepesach. Even though you took the bread out of the wine, it's osur on Pesach. The chayshinan shema nishrubo perurim, we fear that there may be some crumbs left behind. V'nosnim tam bepesach, and they are giving taste to the wine on Pesach. Remember, when we use the term tam, we're referring to an amount of taste that is not negligible because it's batel b'shishim and more. So what's the basic rule? The Mechaber brings down two dayas. The first dayas says that it's not chozer v'nei bepesach, which generally speaking is what the Mechaber would hold as the ikar adin, that once it's bottled before Pesach, it is mutter on Pesach itself. It's only on Pesach that Chazal took away the Torah's bittul. Whereas the Yesh Cholkin says that if it was bottled before Pesach, it's still aser on Pesach. And the Ramah is telling us that it depends on whether or not there's any solid left in there. Meaning, if you're dealing with a tarovis of tam, where it's only a matter of a certain amount of chametz taste that got into the non-chametz, since it is batel b'shishim, we say that it's mutter on Pesach too. However, if we fear that there's actually a crumb of chametz, there's a piece of chametz sitting somewhere, then it will regain its identity over Pesach, and if it continues to interact with the rest of the food, we're saying that it's giving taste on Pesach. And even though the amount of taste it's giving is very small, nevertheless, it's Pesach, and chametz on Pesach is b'mashu. So now, the Mishnah Berurah brings a case of a chametz dough that was found a whole basket full of matzahs. And we do not know which matzahs touched that chametz dough when it was hot. Meaning they went and baked matzah, and one of the matzahs didn't really get baked. It was dough that got warmed up and got put into the basket without really being baked. So now we don't know which matzahs, when they were hot, touched this piece of chametz. So what did they paskin? They paskin that since every one of them is a matzah that stands on its own, this is a case of what we call yavesh b'yavesh. I have independent pieces. I don't know which is the one that became usr, or which are the ones that became usr. And so long as I know that the majority of them did not become usr, the majority of matzahs didn't touch this dough. The dough was only put on one of the matzahs, and say another matzah was put on top of it. In terms of the other ones, they didn't touch it. Since the majority didn't touch it, they paskin that it is batel. Whereas the matzahs that we know touched it, the halacha is, this is chamal gabitzonin, you put something hot on top of something cold, So the halacha is that the that bottom matzah that was sitting under the chametz would need klipa. You would have to the matzah that the matzah that sat on top of it. So it's cham al gabei tzonin. You would have to scrape off the bottom layer of the matzah itself. This halacha means that even though on Pesach you're going to eat this, the halacha is that since what we're dealing with is not a be'ein of chametz, we're dealing with a taste of chametz, the Mishnah Berurah is holding that this is included in that klal, that anything that was bottled before Pesach remains mutter on Pesach. Whereas, in the case of an actual piece of chametz, for example, let's say I know that one of the matzahs wasn't baked properly, but I can no longer tell which it is. So there the halacha would be, this is a normal case of yavish b'yavish, where we say that it's chol zevenei. I have a real piece of chametz sitting there. I don't know which one it is. On Pesach, I cannot eat it. Whereas, in a case where one of the matzahs absorbed some chametz, I don't know which, the klipa of which matzah has an absorption of chametz in it, there the halacha will be that since it happened before Pesach, we say that it is not choza v'ner on Pesach. So this is very important, because often in a matzah bakery, you will have a matzah that came out as a bad kfula, that wasn't baked well at all, and la halacha, they will call it chametz. And it may have touched other matzahs, and we don't know which ones. Were it not for the halacha of bittul before Pesach, and it working for Pesach itself, then all of the matzahs that may have touched would actually be usur for use on Pesach, because chametz on Pesach is b'mashu. And there's no Torah's bittul. Over here, we're relying on bittul barov, since most of the matzahs didn't touch the chametz. However, since we do rely on bittul before Pesach, and even though we're dealing with yavish b'yavish, but we're only dealing with a taste of chametz that was absorbed into some of them, that the halacha is its mutter. So once again, if I don't know which matzah is chametz itself, the halacha is that it is chozer v'neir, that even though it was bottled before Pesach, even though the majority of them are Pesachdik, the halacha is that it's aser. Whereas, if I'm dealing with the matzahs themselves that were all kosher l'Pesach, my only problem was that some of them touched this piece of chametz and absorbed a taste of the chametz. Here we say that if it was nisarev kodem Pesach, if there was a majority that did not touch it, and I don't know which is which, then it is not chozer v'neir on Pesach. With regard to beer into wine, or a little bit of flour that is not Pesach flour that got mixed up with Pesach flour, there we consider it lach balach, and the halacha is it is not chozer v'neir on Pesach. The halacha is that it is kosher. Now, in the case of yavish b'yavish, let's say the case where I have chametz and matzah, an actual matzah that wasn't baked together with a matzah that was, and I can't tell which is which. I just remember one of the matzahs was not baked sufficiently and was chametz at the time, and now it dried and you can't tell which it is. So there the halacha is, even if you have 60 good matzahs and one that isn't, and I don't know which is which, on Pesach itself it's aser, because once it itself is a piece of chametz and it's yavish b'yavish, on Pesach itself we say even if it was bottled before, it is chozer v'neir. Now what happens if you had a case of a lach balach, a yavish b'yavish, I had a bunch of little pieces, small pieces, that one of which was chametz, I don't know which one it is, so the halacha is that even though it's bottled before Pesach and I can eat it on Erev Pesach, I cannot eat it on Pesach. Am I allowed to grind the whole thing down into a flour, mix it with water, turn it into a lach, and then bake it all? The halacha is, as long as in that mixture it's going to be bottled b'shishim, the halacha is I am allowed to do this before Pesach, and then I'm even going to be allowed to eat it on Pesach itself. The halacha of yavish b'yavish, where we say that it is chozer v'neir and you cannot eat it on Pesach even though it was bottled before Pesach, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are some that hold that it's only if it got heated up again on Pesach, meaning where we say that there was a nesinas tam, it is actually giving something to something else. Let's say we have a case where I'm afraid that there's a crumb mixed into something, that it's dafka where that crumb is giving tam into it. Say it's sitting in a liquid and therefore it's giving off tam by way of kavisha, by way of being soaked. But if you've just got a whole bunch of tiny crumbs together, say there I would not say such a thing unless it was heated up. Now, what's the halacha of... What's the halacha of a case where I have yavish b'yavish, say this chametz together with matzah? I don't know which piece is the matzah, which piece is the chametz. I've got a bunch of them together. The halacha is you're not allowed to eat it on Pesach. How about holding on to it? So it's also midrabbanan to hold on to it also. In the case of hefsed meruba, we would be somach on the Shitas HaRosh that even Yavish B'Yavish is Batel on Pesach itself, but that's something that we're going to see a little bit later. Now, furthermore, in the case of a Yavish Balach, in the case of, say, this wine that may have a crumb in it, so the halacha there is that even though you're not allowed to eat it on Pesach, you're allowed to be nene from it and you're allowed to keep it on Pesach. So let's say, for example, let's say that you made wine and you weren't careful and you're afraid that there may be a crumb that got into it, or even a piece of bread dropped into it. You pulled out the bread and everything that you think may be in there, but you can never be sure. So we say it's chozer v'neir, and it's also to drink, but you're allowed to hold on to that wine. You just shouldn't use it. You don't even have to sell it. What happens if you strain the wine before Pesach? The halacha is that straining it guarantees that there isn't a single piece of a single crumb of bread left in it. Then the halacha is that it's mutter, so long as you did this before Pesach. But straining on Pesach won't help you, because if there was a crumb there, we'll say that it was giving taste into the water on Pesach, and even though it's a mashu, meaning there's over 60 against it, the halacha is that chametz b'Pesach is b'kol shehu. Now, what happens if you took wine from a barrel in which a piece of bread fell, and then you put the wine into another barrel of wine? The halacha is, even though this is a second mixture, it is still usur, because we're still afraid of that one little crumb. Now, we said before that straining it will help. The halacha is that's only when you're dealing with something like wine, something that goes through a strainer easily. Whereas, if you are dealing with anything that has a thickness to it, where we're afraid that not everything really goes through the strainer well, and it may pull a piece of chametz in with it, then that's not going to help. Now, what happens if you have a liquid that has a mixture of chametz in it, and you have pieces of matzah in it? So there, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Ramah says that it's only a lach balach that is not chozer v'neir, but with yavish it is chozer v'neir. That means the chametz is the yavish. Obviously, if the chametz is lach and it's only the matzah that's yavish, there the halach is it's not chozer v'neir. The entire svara was that you have a piece of chametz that is giving taste, that still has its identity because it's a piece, and it's giving taste on Pesach itself. That's what's problematic. But if the chametz is the liquid, then it is bottled to everything else, and it has no identity of chametz, that would not be chozer v'neir. So as a rule, we paskin that there's no toris bittel to chametz on Pesach. On Erev Pesach, there is toris bittel. If you want to eat it on Erev Pesach, the halachi is that it is, if you're dealing with lach balach, or whole mixture, it is bottled b'shishim. If you're dealing with separate pieces, and I don't know what is what, so if they are the same min, the halachi is, as long as you have rov, that is fine, it is batel. If it's eino mino, you need shishim midrabanan. If you have matzah with something that has a different name, then the halacha would be, or not matzah, but you have two kinds of things, two totally different kinds of things, and one of them is chametz, and I don't know which one that is, so there midrabanan, you would need shishim. That's on Erev Pesach. What happens if there was bittel on Erev Pesach? Can you eat it on Pesach itself? So there the halacha for Ashkenazim is that if you're dealing with something that mixes totally, for example, liquids or flour, where they mix totally, the halacha is if it mixed up before Pesach and it was batel b'shishim, then you're allowed to use it on Pesach itself. Whereas if you're dealing with any kind of mixture where there may be an actual crumb of chametz in there, a piece of chametz in there, a yavish of chametz in there, or if you're dealing with a mixture of solid things, and I don't know which one is chametz and which one isn't, the halacha is, even though it was bottled before Pesach, on Pesach itself, it is osur b'mashu.